This is Checking the Diary for Monday, the 17th of August, spoken by Elspeth. So, how did you all like last week's Eunoia? I did find out from my useful one that Saturday was his favorite by far. I did ask him why, but time zone differences, haven't heard back yet. I also really enjoy seeing the notes coming through on the automatic writing exercise. One of my folks who shared it, his crazy Apple pen made it look like he was having a stroke partway through. I don't know how you all manage that. I love my crazy Bic crystal pens. I can't imagine writing with a digital one. Some of you are a little bit more organized and into your tech than I happen to be. I think I've had this conversation with Rex quite a bit as he tells me about the three different computers that he ends up juggling, and I don't want his life. I am eventually going to do another introduction for Spoken by Elspeth and how to use the different files. I do plan to have a section on the website that just goes through the triggers and anchors, so you can make sure that you've hit certain ones or skip certain ones. I do try, I will continue to try, to choose phrases that are not something you'll necessarily get hit by in everyday life. If it's a negative one, if it's positive, like, hey, let me pour you a drink. Well, look at you, you just won at life, right? As for some of the other ones, like going into trance and such, obviously, those are pretty darn obvious. You can't really hide finger snaps and counting. So we will be, doing more of that. Obviously, hypnosis is a big part of what we're doing here at Spoken by Elspeth and together. But I will say there's another part, and that's the part that I also quite enjoy. I feel like hypnosis is the gateway that kind of you go through, or gatehouse if you prefer, to get into this other section. And that is having an authentic connection. So, granted, there is just one of me, and there's quite a few of you. My time is semi-limited because I actually do have a quote-unquote real job as well, thankfully. Not one that's a Monday through Friday and commute 40 minutes kind of nightmare. I also, as you guys hear about, I do also have, relationships in my everyday life that deserve my time, focus, and attention. But I do enjoy this connection with all of you. I have found, thankfully, to one of my other dear ones, that, and I hate to admit this, that the stupid Google Drive folders are fantastic. I don't know why I hate Google so much. I just do. I just didn't want to use it. Anyway, I love that. So I think there's been a misunderstanding. Some people think, I've been handing out homework and this and that, which sometimes in the personal sessions I do. My blushing man has been dancing every day and telling me what song he's listened to, and I think we must be the same age, or else we just clicked with the same songs, because it's so much fun. I always end up listening to them as well. Anyway, so those type of things, sometimes that is in a personal session that I do for someone, or even just dialogue back and forth. I may throw out a recommendation. If you keep track of these things in your folder, it's actually quite nice for me, because it means if you make a reference to your token or whatever, and I don't remember which coin you have, some of you have some freaking fantastic coins. I should have said you had to send them all to me at the end of the month. except for the American ones. You know, I have a change drawer full of those, or the British ones. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Oh, if you put them in there, it means that I can easily pull that up. So if you have taken pictures of your hike and your coin and your dog and you kneeling in a great position, or a very red bottom, which we'll get to in a moment, those type of things, if you throw it in your folder, I actually really like that. I am going to say, life is short. I don't cross-reference whether or not, like, you're paid up on Patreon or through the subscription on the website or any of those types of things. If you are somebody who is enjoying this and enjoying this type of quirky to some, but I love it, interaction, and you want your own personal folder, just ask now. Because time is limited, it is nice to compensate people for their time. But like I tell people all the time, it's not always money, is it? No. Sometimes it's bartering. If you can write, send me a story. If you can make music, send me some music. If you can't do any of the above, then I guess just hit like on all the videos or leave feedback on the podcast or whatever. You know, there's always a gesture of goodness. The money is nice because if for some reason this actually turned into something that allowed me to give it the majority of my focus, I think we could all have a lot of fun with that. That's not a push to do so though, because I also really enjoy what I do for my quote-unquote real work. Bunny, dear buddy, has told me that I should brand myself and consider my brand. When he said brand myself, I did get excited because I'm like, hey bunny, I would really enjoy having somebody do that to themselves while I watch. And he declined. He's into tattoos though, but not branding. Though I think if you get like the white tattoo, it looks very similar. Anyway, so I had to think. Not the type that Bunny, who is an amazing marketer and strategist and so on, probably wishes I had. I had to think on my my rainbow colored post-it notes that a dear person sent to me. And this is it, the whole entire thing in a nutshell. I truly believe that what I offer is, well, not 24/7, because again, my time can be limited and I do try to keep up with everything, but it is tricky. I do think I offer how to phrase this without sounding crazy. I do think that I offer almost what an authentic relationship, mistress relationship with me would be like. Granted, it'd be a hell of a lot different if you came to my house, but this is it. This is me. So I enjoy, you know, those hands-free orgasms, and I enjoy those jerk-off instructions, and I enjoy throwing you in chastity, and I enjoy the smut, and God knows you guys do too, because those are the videos always with the highest views. But I'm not gonna only do that, because for fuck's sake, I don't do that in my everyday life either. I will have a play session that lasts for 4 hours and we stop for a drink and a snack and so on and so forth, and at the end say, okay, corner. Oh, I almost set up a trigger phrase. Go to the corner, you have 5 minutes. And he finishes, and we get on with our life, usually going out and doing something else that's also fun. That's me. So I am not just fixated on your sexual gratification, nor will Spoken by Elswith ever succumb to just being that. Because it's boring. What it will be is the quirky mix of you being a healthy individual of mind and body, and if you believe in it, soul. And in the same sentence, when I'm talking about how you need to finish up that project or put off or quit putting off the thing that you've been putting off, I might also throw in a comment, you know, about peeling ginger for some figging, because that is how I am in my everyday life as well. I truly care about the people around me, and I truly want them to have these great lives, and I also want people to be not woke, because it's not the right phrase, but I want people to be able to stop, like stop right now, right now, right now, stop whatever you're doing. I know I've been rambling and so on, but bring yourself right back here to the sound of my voice. Now bring your thoughts all the way back. Be aware of who you are. Feel of your feet, either on the floor or the bed. The sounds around you. The time of the year. Right? Time of the day. Weather. All of it. Now feel yourself, you, right now. Now, a lot of the bullshit that has really seemed so important, even, you know, 30 minutes ago, might not be. Because a lot of it is bullshit. A lot of it is busy work. A lot of it is mind clutter. You know, there is time to be hedonistic. There is time for pleasure and fun. And so, of course, there'll always be the other things, but overall, it's probably going to be the full experience. And if you don't want it, that is fine. But if you do want it, if you're kind of curious about, you know, what a female-led relationship or a DS type of relationship where neither person is sticking to a persona the entire time, this is likely as close as, you know, you can experience without doing it in person. And with that said, you know, I'm not charging by the minute or anything like that. I'm just being myself, and I'm attracting those who like it and appreciate it. So, back to the red bottoms. I mentioned ginger. For those of you who've done the sensation play, you also know there's a stick in there. And to round out our eco-friendly type of toys, I was given a fantastic lesson on how to use stinging nettles. Now, I'm originally from the East Coast of the US, and I spent a lot of my life in the Southeast, deep South. And you know, I've dealt with mosquitoes, and I've dealt with damn fire ants, and I've dealt with, you know, all those things that just drive you crazy about little nature things. And here, I had to learn that it's not the bugs, because most of the houses here don't even have screens in the windows. I don't know how they all killed all their bugs. I don't think it's healthy. But it's not the bugs. It's the nettles. You'll be minding your own business, walking along somewhere, and suddenly it's like, hey, what is that? And then the more you scratch, the more it itches. And it's terrible. Anyway, but stinging nettles, not only can they be used to make tea, but they can also be used to make bottoms red. And I had a fun picture of it. And I also had a fun lesson on exactly how to do it. And before a certain person hears this and edits this file, I'm going to put all that to good use. So, thanks to the one who sent that to me. I'll let you know the outcome. All right, so y'all have a wonderful Monday. I am really hoping to have more time sat at my desk and to tackle this second half of August in the very best of ways. If you want accountability, again, go ahead, use your personal folder, open up a Google doc in there, blank one or whatever, and just write out your goals and then write out how you did. I am not offering to be a 24/7 life coach because that is not my kink. God, you couldn't pay me enough to have to like monitor somebody all the time and monitor and motivate them all the time. There's a lot to be said for self-motivation. If you claim to be a submissive and if you claim to be serving me, you serve me not by words that are oh so easy and things typed, but also by actions. So if you've set a goal or you've told me your goal, in this particular quirky way that we have our relationship, don't you see that by doing the things you say you want to do or need to do, you are serving me, you are obeying. And when you don't do those things, you're kind of brushing me off a bit, aren't you? You took the time to tell me your goals. You took the time to tell me what you want. I took the time to read it. I took the time to respond. And if you don't follow through, are you actually here for training? Or are you just here for the smut? It's okay. We all like to get off, don't we? Well, okay, some people don't, but it's okay. But don't claim you want one thing and not act on it. All right, have a great Monday. Love to you all.